Chapter 10, Mishnah 4, Hatar lechatas shenaga betanim. If someone who is pure to do the chatas procedure touched an earthenware oven, beyadoi, if he touched it with his hand, then tama, he is rendered impure, and he would require immersion. He would have to go to the mikveh before he carries on doing anything with the chatas procedure. And again, this is obviously rabbinically decreed, and he has to guard himself to a higher level. Viraglo, but if he touches it with his foot, tahor, he remains pure in that case. Hayo omad al gabe tanur, if a person stands on top of the oven, upashat yada chutz le tanur, and he holds his hand out, his hand extends beyond the side of the oven, vahalagin besoicho, and in his hand he is holding the flask, that the pitcher of water sanctified with the ashes, so that's what he's holding in his hand. V'chena esel shunason al gabe atanor uvo ishnei klalos, and so too if he was standing on top of the oven and he's got a pole extending out past his shoulders on each side, and on each end of the pole is one of the pitchers which holds the ashes. Echad mikan ve'echad mikan, one this side and one that side. Rabbi Akiva metaher, Rabbi Akiva declares them pure. The sanctified water in the pitchers, etc., are pure because they are not over the oven. If they were over the oven, it would be a problem. They would be declared rabbinically impure. But in this case, they are not over the oven. They stretch away, and therefore Rabbi Akiva declares them pure. V'chachom metamin, but the sages declare them impure. And the reason being that the person who's carrying the pitcher or the pole, etc., he's standing on the oven, so it's considered as if they too are also standing on the oven, and in this scenario they would also be declared impure.